The Keep by Jennifer Egan. Narrated by Jeff Gerner and Geneva Carr.
Part 1. Chapter 1. The castle was falling apart, but at 2 a.m. under a useless moon, Danny couldn't see this. What he saw looked solid as hell. Two round towers with an arch between them, and across that arch was an iron gate that looked like it hadn't moved in 300 years, or maybe ever. He'd never been to a castle before, or even this part of the world, but something about it all was familiar to Danny. He seemed to remember the place from a long time ago. Not like he'd been here exactly, but from a dream or a book. The towers had those square indentations around the top that little kids put on castles when they draw them. The air was cold with a smoky bite, like fall had already come, even though it was mid-August and people in New York were barely dressed. The trees were losing their leaves. Danny felt them landing in his hair and heard them crunching under his boots when he walked. He was looking for a doorbell, a knocker, a light, some way into this place, or at least a way to find the way in. He was getting pessimistic. Danny had waited 2 hours in a gloomy little valley town for a bus to this castle that never friggin' came, before he looked up and saw its black shape against the sky. Then he'd started to walk, hauling his Samsonite and satellite dish a couple of miles up this hill, the Samsonite's puny wheels catching on boulders and tree roots and rabbit holes. His limp didn't help. The whole trip had been like that. One hassle after another, starting with the red eye from Kennedy that got towed into a field after a bomb threat, surrounded by trucks with blinky red lights and giant nozzles that were comforting up until you realized that their job was to make sure the